Today, senators are hearing closing arguments for and against the removal of President Trump for abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. A vote to acquit the president is expected on Wednesday. Last night, in a Fox News interview before the Super Bowl, the president was asked if he'd delay tomorrow night's State of the Union address.
No. I'm going to have it. It's going to be done. We're going to talk about the achievements that we've made. Nobody's made achievements like we've made so many different things.
Joining us now with the latest is Tim Mak, who covers politics and national security for NPR. And Tim, on Friday, it wasn't immediately clear what was next for this trial. How do you expect it to go today?
Well, we're expecting to hear closing arguments for both the president's defense team and the House impeachment managers. And they're going to probably lay it out over the course of the afternoon. And then senators will have a chance they haven't had over the course of the trial. They'll have the chance to speak over the next couple of days. Senators have been forced to sit in their seats and be silent over the course of much of the trial. And now they'll have some time until Wednesday at 4 p.m. when we expect a final vote on acquittal. They'll have some time over the next couple of days to explain their positions on witnesses and on the impeachment trial more generally.
We've been able to hear some of them today. Here's House impeachment manager Jason Crow in opening arguments for removing Trump from office.
I submit to you on behalf of the House of Representatives that your duty demands that you convict President Trump.
What are you hearing about former National Security Advisor John Bolton, who, of course, claims to have firsthand information that President Trump held up Ukraine's military aid in exchange for an investigation of Joe Biden? Is that debate over? From hearing from him.
Right. Of course, the Senate declined to hear from John Bolton when it voted against witnesses on Friday. And Congressman Adam Schiff, who's the chair of the House Intelligence Committee, he's also the lead manager in the for the impeachment articles, he declined to say whether or not his committee might take an active role in subpoenaing John Bolton going forward. He was on CBS's Face the Nation over the weekend, and he said he did not want to comment, but he said that the truth would come out, right? That John Bolton has a book that's expected to be published in March. It's now going through a declassification or a classification national security review. And it's possible that the House could go ahead and subpoena John Bolton if it decided to take that step.
Yeah, I want to ask you about something else. More Republicans are now saying that even though they are set to acquit President Trump, they are acknowledging his actions were wrong or inappropriate. Here's Iowa Senator Joni Ernst on CNN with Jake Tapper yesterday.
Probably not something that I would have done. He's done it now. The president has a lot of latitude to do what he wants to do.
We also heard from Senator Lamar Alexander of Tennessee, who said something similar, and he believes that the American people are the best to make the final decision on Trump's fate. Is this the consensus among Republicans, this argument?
There's a big variety of reactions and defenses for the president among Republican senators. Some will say, as Senator Lamar Alexander has said, that there's misconduct here, but it doesn't rise to the level of an impeachable offense. Some will say, as Senator Ernst said in that clip that you played, I wouldn't do it that way, but I'm not quite ready to say he committed misconduct. And still others will say in the Senate that the president did nothing wrong and everything was perfect and fine with both his July 25th call and all the elements surrounding the impeachment articles.
Yeah. As I said at the top, that the president will hold his State of the Union address. What do we expect to hear from him?
Well, it will be a very obviously political speech. He's running for re-election, and he's the first president to give a State of the Union address while running for re-election and under an active impeachment trial. So you can expect him to talk about what he believes to be his accomplishments. And I suspect he'll probably take a little time to mention the trial, which from all appearances, he's expected to be acquitted on later this week.
That's Tim Mak. He covers politics and national security for NPR. Thank you so much.
Thank you.